Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Isn't it amazing that we live in a world where you can get anything you need when you need it right to your door? With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything from pet food to snacks to alcohol or toothpaste or even headphones. You name it, DoorDash has it. This came in handy when I realized I forgot some things for my family barbecue. I was ready to cook the burgers on the grill, and we ran out of condiments. I love my burgers with all the fixings, so I went to my DoorDash app and ordered some right away. And another time I used DoorDash was when I was sick at home and I didn't have any tissues or medicine. There was no way I could leave the house, so all I did was open my phone, clicked on the DoorDash app, and started my search. It's that easy. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast one-on-one interview. We have a very, very, very special guest, Anthony Azizi. Played the role of Luciano for one episode in 2004. He plays a hotel manager that helps Emily and Rory into their room in Rome, Italy. The only time we see Anthony as Luciano is in season 5, episode 2, A Messenger, Nothing More. Anthony is an actor known for his dramatic film roles. He kickstarted his career in the comedies like For Richer Poor, 1997, starring Tim Allen. Tom Katz, 2001. His passion for acting continued to his roles in projects like American East, 2007, with Tony Shalhoub. Wrist Cutters, A Love Story, 2007, with Patrick Fugit. And the Shia LaBeouf smash hit drama Eagle Eye, 2008. He also worked in television during these years, including a part on Threat Matrix, Criminal Minds, 24, Commander-in-Chief, Desperate Housewives, Without a Trace, Las Vegas, Veronica Mars, Lost, The Resident, with our own Matty Zucchi, etc. Anthony is mostly known for acting in the thriller Armed Response with Wesley Snipes, Transformers, Dark of the Moon, and Priest. So let's bring him in. Anthony Azizi. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
What's up?
So you played Luciano, the hotel manager who helps Emily and Rory into their hotel room. Had you ever seen or heard of the series when you got cast for this part?
You know, I did, because there was a lot of heat on the show because of the writing. And as you can see now, I mean, it's the Paladinos, you know? I read for them, and it was good to read for them. They're a really good team. They've been around now for a long time, and So yeah, I had heard of the show and knew the popularity of the show. It was a very popular show. So yeah, I had heard of the show and I heard.
So tell us about that day you went in and read for Amy and Dan. So that was the first time you met them both and they were both there.
Yeah. And I was shocked because I would think they'd be too busy for a role like that. You know, I mean, I don't say he's my uncle anymore, but you know, Tony Shalhoub is a very dear friend of mine and he's working on their new series, Mrs. Maisel. And, you know, I was surprised they were in the room 100%. I was like, oh shoot. I can't believe they're in the room. Yeah. And whenever you walk into a room and you're not expecting certain stars to be there, or producers to be there. I mean, I went in one time and nobody told me Jeff Goldblum was going to be in the room and I had to do all this crazy scenes with Jeff Goldblum. It's kind of shocking. So I was shocked that they were both in the room. Yes, they were both in the room.
Right. Yeah. I know that feeling when you walk in and it's like, oh my God, there's a movie star right there watching, not reading with me, but watching. And then there's the big time director there watching.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's like, whoa.
Yeah.
So did you feel, but you're experienced enough at that point in your career where that wasn't going to throw you off, right? I mean, it didn't intimidate you.
No, it did a little bit. It really did a little bit. It did a little bit, you know, it did a little bit. Yes. It threw me off a little bit. It threw me off. Mm. I knew the show was very popular. It was a smaller role. I mean, I didn't know, but you know, when you're starting out as an actor, you really can't, every job matters. Like you always think that it's going to be recurring. It's funny. Actors, every job they do, they think it's going to be recurring. They're like, oh, they didn't kill me. So I might come, you know, they may next season, they may have Gilmore Girls in Italy and right. Luciano will be beloved. And he's going to start to make a pasta and talk like Italian and go crazy, crazy Italian guy. So to be honest with you, at that point, you're so desperate for work because you're starting out that you don't, you know, it is a little nerve wracking because you think it's going to be bigger than what it is.
Right. Did you practice your accent for the role?
I grew up in New York in Philadelphia. And
oh, did you really? You're a Philly guy?
I'm a Philly guy.
Oh, geez. Did you live in South Philly?
I did not live in South Philly. I lived off in Philadelphia, outside Philly, the main line, and then mostly in like Allentown, Bethlehem, Lehigh Valley.
And I
say Philly. Gotcha. My dad was at the he was at the Children's Hospital. He was at CHOP. He's buried. Right. He's buried in Valley Forge. Mm. I spent a lot of time, you know, in Philadelphia growing up. So
yeah, I was born in Philly. I know Philly, but it's my area.
Oh, wow. In South Philly, you are a South Philly guy?
No. Born there. And then my parents moved over to South Jersey right away.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. Cause my dad's from, my mom's from Upper Darby and my dad's from, where's he from? It'll come to me. Drexel Hill.
Yeah. But see, it's so funny because those are technically not in, they're not Philly, but they are. Upper Darby's Philadelphia enough, you know?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that places are, you know, Villanova is Philly enough. So right. They're Philly adjacent, you know, Bryn Mawr, all those places. But I love Philadelphia and I love growing up in that area. And and then, so I grew up with a lot of Italians. And then living in New York, I had so many Italian friends that my accent on that is pretty real. I mean, I spoke Italian at one point pretty fluently. I speak it. It was no problem for me to do that role. You know, I know guys like that. I worked in restaurants for many years as an Italian, as a waiter in Italian restaurants. Basically, that's what it is to be, you know, that type of role is like a service. He's an Italian server, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you were your scene was with Kelly Bishop. What do you remember working with her? What was it like?
They were with Kelly, but I think Alexis was in them too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
a little bit
there too. She's very professional. She's old school, proper trained actress, who really knows how to hit her mark and say her lines very well. And she's an old school professional, and that's always refreshing, especially on a show like I think that the Paladinos, I think they really like to hire talent. You know, I think they're very talent driven. They're not really bells and whistles and what's the hot flavor of the moms. And I think they write something and then they go, who best can do this role.
Mm-hmm.
And so they always have very strong casts. You know, they're really good at being able, that's one thing I would say about it. They're very good at being able to adjudicate talent. Although they've never hired me since.
to their credit. Yeah. I think for Gilmore, they could have had anybody. That was at a time when movie people were, you know, going over into television. That's when it was all beginning, right? Cause it was always verboten and it was always separate. But then into, you know, like the late '90s, and there was a sort of drip of movie people into, as you know, as film projects were drying up, and there were less and less, they wanted to do television. They wanted to stay in town. They didn't want to, you know what I mean? They wanted a steady gig. There was not a lot of people make great money in movies. I mean, there's what, 10 people in the world that make great money in film. You know, there's probably a couple of, there's maybe 100 people that make great money in TV. There's 10 times, 20 times as many people. So, you know, that's, they had their pick at that time of anybody they wanted.
Yeah.
Pretty much it was available and everybody's available. And they fought for us. And I bet you it was a fight too. I bet you that wasn't easy to get this cast, to get Warner Brothers to agree to this cast. Because they're probably all going, nobody ever heard of any of these people.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody was unknown. I think Ed Herman and Kelly Bishop, you know, they were the ones that came in with the resumes, right?
Yeah.
Especially Ed Herman. But yeah. Kelly done a lot of great work and been a lot of great films.
Yeah, she's.
But those were the only two. Nobody else knew who anybody was.
Yeah, I mean, I think Alexis had done, I think, one other thing she told me.
No. She came right out of NYU film school to do this role. She'd never acted before.
Wow. Holy.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Her first gig, she was a model.
Oh, I see.
And, you know, a smart kid, and she wanted to write and direct film. She was at NYU.
She was smart. Yeah. She's a sweet, she was very sweet, very quiet.
Yeah, very quiet.
Didn't talk much on set. She was good.
Didn't know what she was getting into, man. It was like, it's a lot of hours.
No, we were getting to home.
For like a creative brain like that, you know, it's like, all right, so we have a bunch of fan questions, right? So let's get to these fan questions. This is from Melissa from Eugene, Oregon. Do you have a preference on doing a film or a TV series?
Well, that's a really interesting question because when I first moved to LA, my agent at the time was a very famous agent. Like, I mean, he had a lot of big stars and he specialized in a lot of ethnic and minority. He was from New York and he had people like Angela Bassett and Rock Dutton and Samuel L. Jackson, Steve Buscemi, a lot of character, a lot of great actors from New York. And when I went in,
who was the agent, if you don't mind?
Louis Ambrosio.
Okay. Was he at ICM?
No, he's Ambrosio Mortimer. He had his own.
Oh, he's Ambrosio Mortimer. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
And he had a whole bunch of issues that came up later. It was insane, but I have to say, I loved him because he always gave me, he gave me a chance when nobody else did, but it's because I knew people that he knew in New York. And anyway, when I went in for him, I said, Louis, where do you see me? Anthony, stop bothering me. You're a film guy, Anthony. I said, but see, it was funny because at the time, I don't know how I saw this in my mind, But I knew that television was a better beast for me for those reasons you said. So mm-hmm. I knew that there would be greater longevity. Okay. There would be longer. There would be, if I got on a series that lasted, I'd be on the series for longer and I would be able to make a better living. I would make more money because I didn't see myself as a film star. And then as Murphy's Law would have it, my first big job was getting a pretty big role in a major motion picture for Universal Studios. But I have to say, I prefer series simply because of this. I like the grind. Some actors don't like the grind. I liked mm-hmm. I was the guy when I had my series, the different series I had, they would always schedule me in the mornings very early and then at night late because they knew I would show up and I love to be there and grind. I mean, after a 12-hour day, I was making everyone on the set laugh because I just love being on sets. So at mm-hmm. the 12th hour, when everyone's exhausted, I come in there and I'm not like, let me get the hell home. I'm like, let's do this, everybody. Let's go and let's have fun. And, you know, that was me. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I prefer television. And I always have. And I'm glad because I started to get more television work. And then, as you know, it turned and it became very much more now with all the series. All the streaming, it's all about the series, you know, Breaking Bad and all these. I mean, there's still films, but the film industry is tough now, you know, unless mm-hmm. you're going to be a superhero, mm-hmm. it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where Astapro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray, and it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Okay, so this is from Clarice from Dallas, Texas. What has been your favorite project to film?
Well, is that a TV series or a film?
Your favorite. It doesn't matter. Favorite experience.
I'm really been lucky, man. Because when you look at someone like Seinfeld, you know, he's a multimillionaire, but he was stuck for 16 or whatever friends. They were stuck on that one set their whole careers, you know? And uh-huh. I've been in so many different ones. I would say one of them is Lost. There's no way I can, you know, working for Damien, Carlton Cuse, J.J. Abrams with such a diverse cast, shooting on the island of Oahu. And my childhood friend, Daniel Day Kim, played Jin, I think the name of the character was.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up together in Pennsylvania and Philly and outside Philly. And it was just a great, the Lost is definitely one of the great jobs that I worked on. There's no question. That always comes, and I like my character, and I like the show. I would say the other one that really, really comes to mind simply because it was just grand was Commander in Chief with Gina Davis and Donald Sutherland.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Rod Lurie had assembled a real, that was, I think, Donald's first TV series. And of course, I got to go to work every day with Gina Davis, who she's an icon. I mean, she's Academy Award, Golden Globe, I mean, everything, Emmy. So it was cool to go to work with her every day. She's awesome. She's a brilliant, beautiful person. And the Commander in Chief was a big one for me, for sure.
You worked with Matt Zuckerberg on The Resident. Tell us about that.
He's a really sweet guy, man.
Yeah, he is.
He really, I mean, God, yeah. What? I've had these nightmare experiences, but of all the different actors and especially the young ones. No way, man. Matt, I love you. Yeah. I mean, he's such, That was a fun job for me. But that, you know, that job was one of those incidences where they said, you are going to be like, you know, every job an actor gets, I'm going to recur. And I did recur in a couple, I forgot how many episodes I did, but I was supposed to come back even more. And then they used, because they didn't want to spend money on me, they used an extra to be me and used the back of my head in all the scenes. And I didn't say anything. They just got a guy to look like me. but Matt is a lovely guy, good actor, very good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked working on The Resident. I love that job. That was a fun job for me. I played like the crown princess of some Saudi or some Arabic country, her personal bodyguard / father figure. So it was fun. It was a cool job.
Yeah, we love Maddie over here. He's been on the show a couple times. He is a lovely guy. He really is what you see.
And so was the I forgot his name. A couple of his partners on the show, I think Maurice Chestnut was on that show. Maurice Chestnut was awesome. They had a great cast. And of course there was an Indian doctor who was played. I forgot his name. Sweetest guy. Everybody was just so sweet. I love that. I love that set.
So we know you have two teenage sons. What's it like growing, raising teenage boys?
Well, they're about to drop their podcast, which is called Twin Talk LA. And they decided to do it because they are teenagers growing up in Los Angeles that have had, you know, friends die from overdose, friends die from suicide. They have these takeovers with cars, like kids go into these takeovers. I mean, there are just so many things that are quintessentially Los Angeles things that I think people would be interested to hear about that would affect teenagers all over the country. Teenage drug use, teenage sexuality. So raising those two kids in LA, I thought would be a nightmare, but they're such good kids. Oh man, I am so lucky. I love being with them. You know, I'm divorced and I just love being a dad and we have the best time. They're two great kids. They're both athletes, big soccer players. And they decided their friend died and they decided that they wanted an outlet of talking about these teenagers' issues that are happening in LA with other teens. And so they're going to, they started this podcast. We have about 10 of them, 10 or 12 of them recorded. We're not going to start dropping them until we have a bunch, and then we'll start dropping them, and it'll be very interesting. Yeah. It's really cool raising kids, but I'm lucky because raising kids in Los Angeles and teens in Los Angeles, it's probably difficult anywhere, but LA, it's challenging. You know, I mean, it's challenging.
Yeah. Well, I have a young son, and we're facing all of the issues one at a time.
Yeah.
To say the least. Yeah, LA's a different kind of a place.
It is.
For sure. Do they have any interest in following in your footsteps, getting in the acting game?
Well, they keep saying it because, you know, they've been around it. They've been on set since they were kids. And then I had that Broadway show. I think the Broadway show really was good and bad. I think having them move to New York and seeing, you know, living in a cool ass apartment, going to Lincoln Center every night, and then all the people they met after the shows, including the Clintons, Tom Hanks, John Lithgow. I mean, it's the list is endless of people who came to see the show because the show won a bunch of major awards. I think they got the bug a little bit. I think they just like being they're very social kids, and they like talking to people. They like listening to people, and they're soccer players. That's their performance art. And, you know, one of them, both of them may have aspirations to even do that professionally. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they're good students. So I don't really necessarily – I want them to do what they love, but I don't push them toward this business. No way. This is it's too crazy.
Right. So what are you working on now? You have anything coming out?
I am. I'm working – I guess this job would be up in the top great jobs. I'm working on a series for Apple TV called Tehran. And – it just won the Emmy for best international TV series. They have Emmys for international and our own local Emmys. It's an espionage show about Israelis and Iranians, and it's dope. The acting is dope. The writing is dope. I mean, Glenn Close was on last season. Hugh Laurie is one of the guys on this season. They always do like a very big name stunt cast. And Hugh, he's House. I don't know for those of you who watch, he's Dr. Sure. House, and Glenn Close's film and television icon in her own right. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on that right now. We shoot in Greece, so I've been going back and forth from LA to Greece. So it's been a little challenging, but I love Greece and I love the Greek people. But I really love the show, the people on it. The director, Daniel Sirkin, is one of the – he's just – a gem of an artist, human being. There's a handful of directors, Brian Spicer, Rod Lurie, the late Mike Nichols, Daniel Sirk. I mean, there's just real great.
Mike Nichols was directing an episode of your series?
I've worked with, I'm just saying there's
okay.
Handful of directors that I just have been like, wow.
Right.
Or I really love being around them and they're so gracious to me. And Daniel's amazing. He's a really, really talented guy.
Well, where are you shooting in Greece?
Athens, mostly. And it's all.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you have any downtime while you're there? You get to enjoy the place?
I do. And I've gone to a few places in Europe. I have family all over Europe. So I went to Germany, and I'm going to go to Istanbul on the next ride, and then maybe go to... maybe go to Israel. Maybe go. Cause I have family in Israel. I have family in. I have family in Italy, France. There's a lot of choices. Yeah, but when you do, it's because once you're out there, and Athens is pretty central to Europe, so you can jump on a plane and in 2 hours be anywhere in Europe. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Stacy thought she had the perfect husband. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover for Justin Rutherford to hide behind.
They led me into the house, and I mean, it was like a movie.
He was sitting at our kitchen table. The cops were guarding him.
Stacy learned how far her husband would go to save himself.
I slept with a loaded gun next to my bed.
He did not just say, I wish he was dead. He actually gave details and explained different scenarios on how to kill him.
He, to me, is scarier than Jeffrey Dahmer.
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're gonna get into a little thing we call rapid fire. So I'm gonna fire questions at you about the show, and you're gonna fire answers back at me as fast as you possibly can. Anthony, are you ready?
I'm gonna try, sure. I don't know, rapid fire, my brain works, but I'll try. By the way, this white beard is for the show, but it does, like my kids call me Papa Smurf. It ages me, so my brain, I feel like I'm a 90-year-old guy.
Nah, man, you're looking good, brother. What are you talking about? Come on. Here we go. All right, here's the first question. Ready? How do you like your coffee?
Black.
Are you Team Logan, Team Jess, or Team Dean?
Team Dean.
What is your favorite Gilmore Girls couple, Luke and Lorelai or Richard and Emily?
Richard and Emily.
What would you order at Luke's Diner?
Fries.
Jackson or Taylor for Town Selectmen?
Taylor.
Well, would you rather listen to Hep Alien or the Troubadours cover songs?
Troubadours cover songs.
Harvard or Yale?
Harvard.
Why Harvard?
Because I think that if you go to Harvard, you'll get paid more money when you get out of Harvard. I don't think, for some reason, Yale is an Ivy League too, but you never, anytime anyone talks about an Ivy League school, shit, there's 9 of them, man. There's 8 of them. You never mention any of them. You never hear about Cornell or Dartmouth. You never. All you hear, about Brown. All you hear is Harvard. Oh, you went to Harvard. Yeah, you went to Harvard. Harvard. That's the only reason why.
What's Rory's bigger mistake, crashing the car her boyfriend built for her or sleeping with her ex who is married?
Sleeping with her ex who is married.
Gotcha. Happens to be the same guy. But who from Gilmore would you not want with you stuck on a deserted island?
I would probably say the role that Herman played.
Richard?
Yeah, Richard.
You would not want him on the desert island?
No,
you?
I would not want Richard on the desert island.
Why? Tell me why. Because he went to Yale?
Because he's going to talk too much and he's too... I don't really want to hear it. You know, the women are really great. And Richard,
he's going to talk to something in your life you are all in on.
Soccer.
There you go. Big soccer guy, huh?
Big soccer guy. Myself and my kids. That's all they do. I mean,
who's your team? Who's your European team?
Our European team, and I don't know the results, although my kids keep texting me, is Chelsea.
Okay.
That's our European team. But we also have European teams all over. Like I said, I have family and friends that are like in France. So we support certain teams in France. Like in Greece, we have, for all the relationships I have with the Greek people, not only did I work in Greece, but I know people, we love the Greek soccer. Their club system is great because we know the teams. And we're not Olympiakos fans. We're Panathinaikos.
Say that 10 times real fast. Go ahead.
But I always have the name. You know, we have shirts and everything from the team, and I just can't even say the name of the club.
You know, I was in Germany in 1987 or 1988, one of those years when Germany won the World Cup.
Oh, wow.
I was there. Oh. I was in that country. I was in... God, where was I? Was I in Hamburg at that time?
Oh my God, that must have been the people going crazy.
Losing their minds. It was like the entire country erupted and the celebration went on and on. I mean, it was quite a weekend, I'll tell you.
Wow.
Yeah, all my German friends were just going, they were going nuts. It was fun.
Oh yeah. They're nice people. Just in Germany. I was just, so when you say took it,
yeah.
I was in Frankfurt this last time when I was in
that
friend. I love Germans. They're great. They're great people.
Yeah.
Really sweet.
Yeah. They're very, you know, once they get to know you a little bit, they really warm up and they're just so funny and so smart and warm. It's one of the, you know, my mother's mother is from Frankfurt, actually. So when I landed in Germany the first time, I kind of felt like I was home.
Wow.
I understood the people. I just understood their mentality.
Frankfurt?
Yeah.
Did you go? Well, they're very quiet people. They're very proper people.
Yeah.
It's so ironic that such a radical movement of hatred arose from such really soft-spoken, loving, kind people. It blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That they could have had such a dark period in their existence, because they're really good people. Like, I mean, they're very sweet people. They've gone above and beyond since those days post World War II to make up for all the sins of the father. And they're really wonderful people, man. I can't.
Now, I've done a couple of conventions over there in the last couple of years, and man, they show up in droves, and they are wonderful.
Yeah,
they're just really filled with joy and filled with love, and it's really an amazing country and beautiful country. Wow, what a beautiful country!
Very beautiful. Physically beautiful. Yes,
can't wait to go back to Europe. Anyway. Anthony, thank you so much for waiting. Apologize for that.
Please, and thank you so much for having me. What a joy and what a pleasure. You're a lovely person yourself. I feel your energy. And I wish you all the best with whatever your endeavors are, because you're a very sweet man. You're a sweet
Thank you. You're a good man yourself. And good luck with everything, and have fun in Greece.
Thank you. I'm going to eat some souvlaki for you.
Man. Oh, gosh. You're making me want to go to Europe, man. I'm getting the bug because the weather's warming up a little bit, and I just want to go to Europe. Anyway, all the best to you, Anthony, and good luck with your son's podcast. What is the name of it again?
It's Twin Talk LA, and it'll be up and running in the next probably 2 or 3 months, and you can get it on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple, all those places.
All right, great. And everybody do that, because, you know, it's interesting. Interesting topics, for cool. Sure.
They're funny, man. Pretty dynamic kids. You'll like it. They're funny. We have some crazy episodes.
All right, good deal, man. All right, all the best.
You too, man. Thank you.
Good talking to you. All right, see you.
Bye-bye. My heart is beating like a
everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, S-C-O-T-T-Y-P.com, scottyp.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.